It's a Fred Nats On Deck pregame show, a Friday night in Fredericksburg, 4th of July weekend kicking off here at Virginia Credit Union Stadium. Fred Nats and Red Sox game 3 tonight. Eric Bock joined by Eric Tolman, made his Fred Nat debut last night, 4 scoreless innings in his single-A debut. So Eric, obviously you've had 2 Tommy John surgeries since you've been drafted. How are you feeling today after that great start?
I'm feeling good. Obviously a little sore. But it's good soreness. So, today I came to the field, got my workout in, some conditioning, and be back out next week.
What was the phone like after the game last night? I'm sure there's a lot of people happy for you.
Yeah, a lot of supporters out there reached out and said some kind words. So I appreciate that. And, I play for them and play for the fans.
What was it like pitching under the lights in this really nice ballpark in front of fans? That's the first time you've gotten to do that in a while.
Yeah. The last time I did that was 2 years ago when I was at Arizona State. So, being back out there, I had the adrenaline running through me and just went out there, just have fun and compete.
What was going through your mind when you climbed the mound in that first inning? Like, oh my gosh, here it is.
Mostly for me, I just try to take it in the moment. I know I'm not going to experience this again for the first time, so I just want to take it all in and have a good time while being locked in.
Is there anybody here that gave you some advice about what to expect or what facing the Salem lineup would be like? Was it a pitching coach? Was it a coordinator? Was it a teammate? Or did you just kind of do your thing?
Yeah, I think there's a group of people that gave me some advice and feedback. Lord, my pitching coach, he gave me some advice that they're ambush hitters and we're going to attack inside, and that's exactly what we did, and it worked out.
So now for you, obviously health is a given, but what's the next step for you, do you think? Just to keep building on that, building yourself up physically?
Yeah, so for this year, I just really want to focus in on getting back fully on the mound and getting more consistent with my fastball for strikes and just relying on the changeup and slider more. So this year I'll be focusing on that, and then in the off season we'll recoup with my trainers and coaches and we'll see what we got to get better at.
Obviously we shut out Salem last night, won the game 2-0, but what was it like for you experiencing that? There were some tense bullpen moments last night. The guys got through it, but what was that like for you experiencing that from the dugout?
Very interesting to watch, very fun. That's why we love baseball, because it keeps you on your toes, and any game anyone can win, no matter if someone goes 7 or 8 scoreless, that ninth inning the other team can come in and put up a 4 spot. So we did a good job last night, and I'm proud of my teammates for coming in and getting it done.
Talking with Eric Tolman here on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. What was your first impressions of this stadium, these fans, and in Fredericksburg in general?
Great. Honestly, I was very impressed with the fans. They show a lot of support out there, and they cheer for you, good or bad, and that's all you can ask for with people behind you.
What are some boxes you want to check at the end of this 2023 season? This was a successful one for Eric Tolman. Why?
This was successful because I just put in a lot of work and preparation. So I think that just taught me in the last – today leading up in the last 2 years, it taught me that I need to stay on my stuff and keep the preparation good.
Eric Tolman on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight. Fred Nats looking for their second straight win. Congrats on a great night, and thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Eric.